developments in the global coronavirus crisis. Despite huge infection risks, millions of Hindu pilgrims in India gathered on the banks of the Ganges River for the start of an enormous pilgrimage and festival. India has the second highest number of coronavirus infections in the world. China reports its first virus death in 8 months as 10 World Health Organization scientists land in the country on a mission to examine the origins of the pandemic. Pope Francis has received his first jab of the coronavirus vaccine, with Italian media saying it was the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. A British study finds healthcare workers who have had the virus are still largely protected against it for at least 5 months, though some still could carry and transmit it. Official data shows more than 10 million people have received their first shot in the United States, even as the country trails behind its targets. Spain registers a record daily number of cases at nearly 39,000. Turkey starts vaccinating with China's Sinovac jab. Despite conflicting data about its efficacy, the African Union says it has secured 270 million jabs for the continent. The continent has a population of 1.2 billion people. The pandemic has killed more than 1.9 million people worldwide, according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. is the country most affected in terms of deaths, followed by Brazil, India, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. In terms of cases, the U.S., again, still the worst infected, followed by India, Brazil, Russia, and Britain. This is VOA News. Chinese technology giants have registered patents for tools that can detect, track, and monitor Uyghurs in a move human rights groups fear could entrench oppression of the Muslim minority. The series of patents filed as far back as 2017 were unearthed by IPVM, a video surveillance research firm. In a report published on Tuesday, the firm reveals a cluster of patents for systems that could be used to analyze images for the presence of Uyghurs and hook into ongoing surveillance camera and facial recognition networks. The executive director of the rights group Campaign for Uyghurs told Reuters that these technologies have been deployed to efficiently carry out brutal oppression. United Nations officials have said China is transforming the Xinjiang region, where many Uyghurs live, into a massive internment camp, with the patented tracing tech seen by rights groups as key to the crackdown. The UN estimates that more than 1 million Chinese Muslims, many of whom are from the minority Uyghur ethnicity, have been detained in the province of Xinjiang, where activists say crimes against humanity and genocide are taking place. China has denied any abuse and says its camps in the region provide vocational training and help fight extremism. Samsung on Thursday unveiled a new Galaxy S21 smartphone lineup, with prices lowered by some $200 from the prior generation of the South Korean giant's flagship handsets. Unveiled in a streamed presentation, the S21 device with a 6.2-inch display is available for order at an entry price of $800 for U.S. customers. The global smartphone leader also unveiled the larger S21 Plus and premium S21 Ultra handsets. Tim Rowe, head of mobile communications for Samsung, said, quote, "We are living in a mobile-first world, and with so many of us working remotely and spending more time at home, we wanted to deliver a smartphone experience that meets the rigorous multimedia demands of our continuously changing routines." And Argentina is set Thursday to become one of just a handful of Latin American countries to allow elective abortion. President Alberto Fernandez is scheduled later Thursday to sign a law that was passed by the Senate on December 30th. It's the final step towards legalization in the country of 45 million people. There are just a few others that where abortion is legal, including Cuba, Uruguay, and Guyana. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
And more, VOA One.